We are back. I'm Michael Cohen. It is Friday in Lansing, heading into it's going to be a really nice weekend. Well, the president of JCPenney this week losing his job after the company's marketing strategy failed to connect with consumers and led to no increase in sales. The effort included a steady stream of coupons and regular price discounts. But why did the concept flop, and how can JCPenney and other companies hit consumers at their sweet spot? Marketing expert Martha Guidry, also known as the Concept Queen, is the author of the new book, Marketing Concepts That Win. Save time, money, and work by crafting concepts right the first time. She's the principal partner of The Right Concept. You can find her online at marketingconceptsthatwin.com. Martha, thank you for joining us on WILS.
How are you?
I'm very good. You know, one thing I have to note is JCPenney is actually in some hot water over an ad, a Father's Day ad that featured apparently two gay dads, and their groups are now coming out against them. When you see this kind of a thing, is this another marketing faux pas on their part?
Well, you know, I'd have to believe that they did some research behind putting that out there, and I think they're trying to show themselves as being open to all types of consumers and all types of family structures. My guess is that that's not their core consumer. They probably offended some people in the process of doing that, so they need to be a little careful. You have to understand your target market to really be effective, taking a revolutionary step. I think that was probably a revolutionary ad for JCPenney rather than an evolutionary step for them.
Isn't marketing in some ways a bit like gambling, that there's no guarantee a concept will succeed? And many times there is, in fact, oftentimes there's failure. Is that not the case?
Yeah, oftentimes there is failure. The reality is you can have a great concept, but if the execution is wrong, it's going to flop in the marketplace. Of course, doing your homework and getting the concept right the first time is really the key. But if the other pieces don't line up once you have that winning concept, something can still flop even if you had a great concept. So it's a little bit more than just the concept itself, but clearly starting with a good concept is critical.
Now, before we get into the broader discussion of marketing concepts, JCPenney, the CEO there, announced just in January he had this four-year plan to make JCPenney America's favorite store. They were going to have as many as 100 boutiques in the store that featured some of their exclusive JCPenney items. Now, where do you see, or what do you consider the major mistake that JCPenney made here that led to the firing of the president?
Well, I think they made a couple mistakes. First and foremost, I do think they identified a decent concept. I do think they made the mistake of not communicating it well, though. You know, from a consumer perspective, when I look at the commercials that came out, which obviously were one of their key linchpins for getting the message out, the advertisements really focused on the negative, getting rid of the negative, the coupons. It's not, they didn't really sell the positive JCPenney. And if you haven't clearly sold the positive aspect, I think it was really difficult for them to, make a pricing change that consumers would accept. They didn't understand it.
How much testing does go on? I mean, for a company like JCPenney, such a mammoth organization and corporation, don't they do just extensive testing, and aren't they 100% on board before they dare to roll out something like this?
You know, you would hope. Just because someone has a big pocket and a big company name doesn't always mean that they button themselves up on their research front. But in all fairness, 1,100 stores, it was a big risk for them. I have to believe that maybe a test market would have been a smarter step for them. Trying it with 100 stores in a certain region might have been they could work out the kinks a little bit before going full-blown for the whole chain, and I think that was probably a critical mistake. That would have been critical testing for them.
I'm talking to marketing expert Martha Guidry. She's the author of the new book. The new book is called Marketing Concepts That Win, Save Time, Money, and Work by Crafting Concepts Right the First Time. Now, Martha, you developed concepts and launched new products for all kinds of companies, including Arby's, DuPont, Bush's Beans, Amway, Pizza Hut, and more. Now, tell me, how do you know when you have a really solid concept? Is it something that you kind of feel initially once when it's introduced, or does it take time to sink in?
You know, really it's about knowing your consumer or your customer, depending on the nature of your business. You can tell when something resonates with people, if there's excitement. Again, there's lots of testing that can be done to make sure that a concept does well. But even from a qualitative standpoint, if you talk to people about your concept and they're falling asleep, there's a pretty good indicator that it's not that exciting. You can tell people's body language, the general excitement they have, whether or not something's going to be closer to being a great idea.
Okay, now when you say knowing your consumer and hitting them right at the sweet spot, can you give me an example of one of the concepts you came up with that you'd say maybe was the strongest hit when it came to the consumers you were selling to?
Well, a lot of the stuff that I work on hasn't been out to market yet, but what I would say is if you look at something like a company like Apple Computer, they've done a great job of understanding their consumer and the frustration that that consumer had buying and servicing their computer, and they were able to capture that concept in a really relevant way by making everything user-friendly, having the stores open and inviting, having geniuses, which in and of itself suggests that they know more than you. So they've done a fantastic job in terms of bringing their concept to life by understanding the negative issues surrounding the purchase and usage of a computer. So that would be a great example of someone that did it right.
Now, you say marketing strategy should focus on content, language, and relevance. Which of those three would you say is most important?
You know, at the end of the day, they're equally important. But if one of them falls out of bed in terms of not working well for the particular entity, product company, service company, it can be critical. For example, in JCPenney, I do think they understood the content. They had a compelling idea about everyday low prices and that it was a smart move for them. They had the emotional hook, which is, I hate coupons, I hate all that promotion stuff, I hate having to remember when the sale is. I think they had some content there that was really compelling. Where they blew it was on being relevant to their target and really capturing the right language to explain it to their target.
And in terms of gauging relevance, is it just a matter of interviewing people and surveying people to get that answer?
Absolutely, you can figure that out. But I mean, again, you know, JCPenney has a 100-plus year heritage. They ought to know who's in their stores and who's shopping. And, you know, I hate to say the average American consumer, but I think that's probably who's at JCPenney, the average American consumer, and what's on their mind, what's going through their head right now in a down economy. That's the kind of stuff JCPenney should have been thinking about when they were crafting this new concept and figuring out how to push the message out to their target audience.
I mean, JCPenney's, their strategy's only been out, what, 6 months or so? Is that really long enough to determine if it's working?
The fact that they've had ginormous losses, I would say that they've probably taken some missteps so far. You can actually see a good concept turn business around in a fairly short time if it's executed correctly. I think, again, JCPenney did not execute it well. They had what they thought was a simple idea called fair and square pricing, which actually I believe is a little consumer confusing. I'm not sure exactly what it meant. But within the context of fair and square, it had three areas: everyday, month-long, and best. And I don't even know what those meant. So I don't know what they meant, and I've seen the commercials and whatever else. I'm sure that the average consumer didn't understand what it meant. So they didn't really know what they were going in the store to do and what was changing.
When you say the idea is to craft the concept right the first time, what happens when you don't? I mean, how do you recover from that, and how do you go about recrafting the concept?
Generally, you lose a lot of money by not doing it or changing the concept. You kind of have to start over at ground one. Oftentimes, I work with clients where they've got a concept, they've put through all the testing and whatever, and it comes back poorly. Then we go back and evaluate, well, what was the problem? Sometimes it's just the way they communicated the concept. They used the wrong language. That kind of ties back to JCPenney as well, because JCPenney's consumers were trained to buy on sale. And then when they came up with their whole new strategy, they never used the sale word again. Even if they thought it was everyday pricing, from a consumer standpoint, they could have said, it's a sale every day because you're always getting the best price. That actually reinforces the message that people already knew about JCPenney rather than trying to take it in a totally different direction where people didn't understand.
What would you say to those that say, look, marketing, for me personally, doesn't affect me that much? When I look to shop, I look for a place that things are cheap, it's close to my house, place is clean, but you know, I don't buy into this the idea that I'm being manipulated by marketing. Do you think that many Americans simply look at those very simple qualities in shopping?
Well, I think there is obviously a group of consumers that fall into that category, but the reality is companies like Procter & Gamble wouldn't be spending billions on media if they didn't think it worked, and they're a pretty good marketing company. Again, there within even within the criteria you just gave, convenience, cheap price, whatever, there's often choices, and you're going to make choices within that. Even if you make a choice to buy generic, you are making a choice because that generic product stands for something in your mind, and that is a concept. So you are making making choices that are marketing driven. It's just a matter to the extent of what that marketing is and whether you believe it's believable or credible to make you make a different choice.
I wonder if you could, can you give me a sense of right now what we're seeing on television right now? Are there any particular marketing strategies that you're seeing that you'd say are really fantastic? You did mention Apple, but when it comes to stores like JCPenney, are any of them marketing in a way that's especially effective?
Well, I think Target did a great job. I mean, and that I believe the CEO came from Target. They did a great job of making their brand hip and relevant while still at a good price. That's a very different strategy than its major competitor, Walmart. People think of Walmart as good stuff cheap and lots of it, where Target kind of made hip, chic, fashionable, trendy, oh, and by the way, at a pretty good price. They did a good job reinforcing that message, and they co-branded with well-known brands, I believe, like Coca-Cola and some others, that gave their brand a lot of credibility. We have the brand names. We have the price. This is trendy, hip. They've done a fantastic job recrafting what Target stands for.
It was interesting that Walmart changed their logo a bit a few years ago. I'm not sure if that had any impact at all.
Well, they did. They actually had a selling line added, which is, I'm trying to think, save money. What did they say? Save money. Or shop smarter or something along those lines.
Save money, live better, yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's right. Save money, live better. I mean, that's really interesting because that's what Walmart already stood for, but the fact that they had to reinforce that in the consumer's mind says they were probably feeling a little bit of heat from the Target side. They had to reinforce their messaging as opposed to just being standing for Walmart. They reinforced that, and they've even changed in their logo and a lot of their advertising and what have you. So, yeah, they probably felt the heat.
Martha Guidry, the author of the new book, Marketing Concepts That Win, Save Time, Money, and Work by Crafting Concepts Right the First Time. You can find her online at marketingconceptsthatwin.com. Martha, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thanks so much for your time.
We will be right back to talk about this interesting new project. It's a NASA satellite project that is going to give us enormous visibility on extreme weather conditions and may avoid many deaths as hurricanes seem to be coming more and more these days. We'll get into the details of how it's all going to work next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.